Today we're focusing on, well, something pretty positive. The good changes people are saying they see after they start using iodine.
We'll look at some interesting personal stories and then sort of connect those back to, you know, the science of how iodine actually works in the body.
Right. And before we get going, just a quick reminder that this isn't medical advice or anything, and everybody's different. Yeah. You know what they say, your mileage may vary. But if you want to connect with other people who are, like, trying out iodine, check out the Facebook group, Iodine for Beginners. It's a great resource, really.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a really good place to find people who are going through the same thing and get some support.
Okay, ready for some seriously inspiring stories?
Yeah, bring them on.
All right, get ready. So one woman, she said she had really bad fibromyalgia for over 10 years. 10 years. Imagine that pain and just being exhausted all the time. But then, after just a month of using nascent iodine, which is a specific kind, she said it was like she got her life back.
Yes.
And get this, 4 years later, and she's still feeling amazing.
That's incredible. It really shows you what iodine can, you know, potentially do, especially when you think about how it affects the thyroid and hormones.
And speaking of hormones, there's this other just unbelievable story about a couple who couldn't, well, they were trying to have a baby for years and they couldn't. And then finally they had a baby after they tried the iodine protocol. It's like the specific plan for, you know, people who might not have enough iodine in their system.
Oh, that's so great. You know, iodine is super important for fertility, both for men and women.
Okay, this next one, I was surprised. For real. This guy, he said he used iodine to, like, reverse cavities. Who knew?
Yeah.
Right. And then on top of that, he's saying his eyesight got better and he had way more energy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, iodine is, like, essential for every single cell in our bodies. It affects everything from, like, the thyroid hormones to how cells make energy. So if you're not getting enough iodine, it can make a lot of things go wrong. And if you fix that, well, a lot of good things can happen.
Wow. It's like, like a domino effect, but with good things happening instead of bad ones. And there's this other story about this woman. She had really bad sinusitis, like chronic, and these awful nasal polyps. She was going to have surgery and everything, but then she started taking iodoral, which is another type of iodine supplement, and her symptoms just disappeared completely.
These stories, they all show us that iodine can really help with, getting rid of toxins and lowering inflammation. It's super important for the immune system, and when your immune system is strong, it can fight off infections and heal better, right?
Okay, this next story is all about, like, doing your own research and taking charge.
Yeah.
This guy, he actually got rid of his seizures by adding iodine and some other nutrients to, like, his diet.
Yeah.
And then he was so, blown away by what happened that he started that Iodine for Beginners Facebook group so he could, you know, tell people what he learned and help them out.
That's really something. It shows you how powerful it can be to, you know, take control of your own health and look for different approaches. And it really shows how important iodine can be, too.
Yeah, it's really great to see people, like, you know, figuring things out and taking their health into their own hands. And you know what? This guy, the one who said he stopped having seizures, it makes you think, like, iodine isn't just for the thyroid, right? It can, like, do a lot more than that.
Totally. And starting that Facebook group to help other people, I mean, that's amazing. It really is. And speaking of helping others, there was this other person in the group, and they were saying that their appetite went down after they started taking iodine. They thought it was because, like, their thyroid was working better now, so their hormones were more balanced, you know?
Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, it makes sense when you think about how iodine affects the thyroid hormones.
Yeah.
And those hormones control our metabolism, right? So it's not like the iodine itself is making them less hungry. It's more like it's helping their body work the way it's supposed to.
Exactly. And it's not just about, like, things inside your body changing either. Someone else was talking about how their hair and nails got better. They weren't losing as much hair and their nails were stronger. Again, it's probably because their thyroid is working better now because of the iodine.
It's wild how something so, like, basic, just making sure you're getting enough of one nutrient, can make such a big difference. It's like a total body tune-up.
It really is. And this next story, it's a really good example of how everything's connected. So there's this woman who said that iodine completely got rid of her fibrocystic breast disease. She was supposed to have surgery, but after she started taking iodine, her cysts were just gone.
Wow, that's incredible. It makes you wonder how many people out there, you know, they have these health problems that can be fixed if they just got enough of the right nutrients.
It's definitely something to think about. You know, we're talking about all these success stories, but it's important to remember that everyone's different and what works for one person might not work for another.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's why it's so great that there are groups like, you know, the Iodine for Beginners group on Facebook, so people can talk about their experiences and learn from each other.
Right. Speaking of learning from each other, remember that guy who said he got rid of his cavities with iodine? Well, he also said his eyesight got better and he had way more energy.
It's like he found the fountain of youth or something. But seriously, it shows how important iodine is for, like, every cell in your body to work right. When your cells have what they need, they can do their job better. And that means your whole body works better.
Exactly. It's not just about fixing one thing. It's about helping your body heal itself.
And sometimes that means trying something different, like this guy did,
yeah.
You know, instead of just doing what everyone else does.
Totally. And his story reminds us that we have the power to, like, make decisions about our own health and fight for ourselves.
Speaking of fighting for ourselves, we've been talking a lot about personal stories, but there's a lot of research being done on iodine and what it can do, too.
Oh, for sure. And one really cool thing they're looking at is how iodine helps the body get rid of toxins like heavy metals and halogens like bromide and fluoride.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. It makes sense, though, because iodine is a halogen, too, right? So maybe you can, like, push those other halogens out of our systems.
Yeah, exactly. And that could be why some of these people are having such good results, you know?
Like that woman who got rid of her sinusitis and those nasal polyps. Maybe the iodine helped her body get rid of toxins that were making her sinuses inflamed.
That's a good point. And it shows that iodine isn't just for the thyroid. It can affect all kinds of things in the body.
It's like the more you learn about iodine, the more you realize how important it is for everything.
It really is fascinating. And there's still so much more to discover about it, too.
So we've heard all these amazing stories about what iodine can do, and I'm excited to hear more. What else have you found out?
Well, there's this one story that really, just stood out to me. It's about this woman who had been constipated for years, like chronic constipation. And then she started taking iodine, and she said her digestion got so much better, and she started having regular bowel movements.
That's a perfect example of how, you know, fixing one thing, like getting enough iodine, can help with other things that seem totally unrelated.
Exactly. It's not always like a direct connection. It's more like you're helping your whole body work better, so everything starts to fall into place.
Yeah, and sometimes those improvements can be surprising. Like, there was this guy who said the moons on his fingernails, you know, those little white crescents at the bottom, he said they started growing back after he started taking iodine.
Wow, I never would have thought of that. But it's cool how our bodies give us these little hints about what's going on inside.
It's like learning a secret language, right?
Totally. And the more we learn, the more we can take care of ourselves, you know?
Speaking of taking care of ourselves, someone else said they weren't as sensitive to the cold anymore after they started taking iodine.
That could be because of the thyroid, you know. Hypothyroidism, which can be caused by not having enough iodine, can make you have a lower body temperature, so you feel colder easier.
So by fixing the iodine deficiency, they were able to get their thyroid working better, and now they don't get cold as easily.
Exactly. And it shows how iodine can make these little changes that might not seem like a big deal, but they can really affect your everyday life.
It's amazing. All these stories, they show how many different ways iodine can help us be healthier. From fixing cavities, to making digestion better, to, like, even regulating body temperature. It seems like this one nutrient is involved in so many things.
It really is remarkable. And we're not even done yet. There are even more stories to hear and more things to learn from these experiences.
Okay, well, I'm ready to hear more. What else have you found?
Well, this one story really, it shows how important it is to pay attention to your body and be open to trying different things, you know, for your health.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Okay, so this person, they said they weren't really big on taking supplements or anything, but then they heard about what Dr. Barry had to say about iodine, and they decided to give it a try.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Barry. He's one who made that comparison about how people in Japan eat a lot of seafood, so they get a lot of iodine naturally. It really makes you wonder if we're getting enough iodine from our food these days.
It really does, especially considering how modern agriculture and, you know, soil depletion can affect the nutrients in our food.
Right, exactly. So sometimes we might need to take supplements to fill in the gaps.
Exactly. And sometimes taking that leap of faith can lead to incredible results. Like this next story, this person said they lost over 20 pounds just by following the iodine protocol.
Wow, 20 pounds. That's amazing. And iodine isn't typically thought of as a weight loss supplement. Right.
Right.
But maybe by addressing an iodine deficiency and optimizing thyroid function, it can have a positive impact on metabolism and weight management.
It could be, yeah. It goes back to that idea of supporting the body's natural balance, you know, and allowing it to function optimally.
Right, exactly. When everything's working in harmony, it's easier to maintain a healthy weight.
Exactly. It highlights how interconnected our bodies are addressing one area can often have positive ripple effects on other aspects of our health.
Well, speaking of incredible results, we have another story that really showcases the potential of natural approaches to address even complex health conditions. A person shared that they were able to put their Graves' disease and autoimmune hyperthyroidism into remission with NEC and iodine.
That's truly remarkable. It speaks to the power of exploring alternative options and finding what works best for your individual needs.
Absolutely. It's a powerful reminder that we have more agency over our health than we might realize.
And that's where communities like the Iodine for Beginners Facebook group come in. They provide a space for people to connect, share experiences, and support each other on their healing journeys.
It's a valuable resource for anyone curious about iodine or looking for guidance on their own journey.
And it's a testament to the human spirit's resilience and the power of community in navigating complex health challenges.
So, as we delve deeper into these iodine success stories, it's clear that we're uncovering a wealth of information and inspiration.
Absolutely. And there are still more stories to share and more insights to glean from these personal experiences.
Well, I'm eager to hear what else you've uncovered in your exploration of this fascinating topic. Let's continue our journey into the world of iodine and its potential to transform lives.
Sometimes we get so stuck in, like, the conventional way of doing things that we forget to look at other possibilities.
Exactly. And it's so awesome to see people taking charge of their own health and finding what works for them.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this, all these iodine success stories, I want to leave you with something to think about. What if you are iodine deficient and you just don't know it? What could change for you if you, you know, figured that out?
That's a great question to ask yourself, really.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if these stories got you thinking, we totally encourage you to go do some research, look into it more for yourself, maybe even check out that Iodine for Beginners Facebook group and see what other people are saying.
Yeah, remember, healing is a process, and it's really about finding what works best for you individually.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's about being open to new ideas and trying different things, you know.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into all these iodine success stories. Keep searching, keep asking questions, and keep thriving.